Hi, morning. It's Max speaking. Look, I just got my internet connected with you guys. Yesterday, your colleague called me up and said to me that I have to call my previous internet provider, which is TPG, to end the bill at the 7th of October. However, yesterday, I also received email from TPG, and they said they have a minimum cancellation period of 30 days. So which means I have to still pay for 30 days from 7th of October to 6th of November. And they're still providing internet service during this period because it's a cancellation period. So I need some advice because look like you guys doubling up for the internet for these 30 days. Yeah, please. Next, yeah, for the internet at 34 Davin Street, you just got connected yesterday. Yeah, so what they said in the they said 30 days notice period applies to the cancellation of your service, which is payable even your NBN cancellation is completed earlier than 30 days. So I have to pay up to 6th of November next month, which means I'm not only they have the cancellation period of 30 days from the date of request. So the request was sent yesterday. So yesterday your colleague told me I just contact TPG to end up my billing period up to 7th of October. But I don't know, they have the 30 days notice period apply to the cancellation of the service. Yeah, okay. Can I which I can forward this email. I can forward this email to you. Can I have your e support? mphone.com.au. So what should I title this email for? Internet service query. I just put internet service query. I'll put a no problem. Thank you. Okay. What's your name? Sorry, I put your name down, like attention. P-I-M. Okay, no problem. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.